This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. As you just heard, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright passed away today at 84. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the secretary had strong ties to Colorado and to Denver.
In a statement, Albright's family said she died of cancer, surrounded by family and friends. While she was best known for being the first female Secretary of State, her family started in Denver as refugees. Here she is speaking with students at the University of Denver last fall.
My father had a job as a professor, and they and we all fell in love with Denver and Colorado, and our immigrant story began there.
Albright climbed to some of the highest levels in public service, including being awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. Her story ended in Washington, D.C., where she taught at Georgetown University, wrote several books, fought for human rights, and championed what she valued most in the U.S., democracy. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The outdoor retailer trade show is moving from Denver back to Salt Lake City next year, despite protests from environmentalists. The biannual show moved to Colorado in 2018 after Utah lawmakers asked President Donald Trump to roll back protections for Bears Ears National Monument. Two dozen retailers, including Patagonia, REI, and the North Face, have previously said they would not attend the show if it returned to Salt Lake City. I-70 eastbound remains shut down just east of Denver due to a crash. That's at about mile marker 313 between exit 310 and the US 36 exit. Gusty winds are continuing across the Front Range. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 52 degrees in Denver.